This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The last year Buffalo Bills defensively had massive regression on that side of the ball. The only thing that saved them was the takeaways that they had. 18% of opponent drives ended in turnovers. Yet they forced punts on a 31st highest rate of any team in the NFL. They weren't good at getting stops. They weren't good at allowing drives to reach the red zone. They ranked 30th in rate of drives that were allowed to reach the red zone. The only thing that saved them was the takeaways. And in fact, the Bills in 2024 were the first defense since 2000 to allow at least 35% of opponent drives to reach the red zone while simultaneously generating turnovers on at least 16% of opponent drives. Getting those takeaways was the only thing that made the defense look reasonably respectable in the regular season.
Warren Sharp, to that, I think a lot of Bills fans would say, yeah, we know.
Yeah.
We know. The defense was saved by turnovers. That's right. That's why they went all in and tried to fix a defense that made a lot of turnovers.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we know.
I have a question on that, though. So, it's data-based. Like, there is facts behind this. Whenever you hear, well, you can't count on turnovers. Turnovers are fluky. Turnovers can regress year to year to year. And for much of the league, if not almost all the league, that is absolutely true. When am I allowed to say for this team it's not? Because Joe Marino had some numbers on this last week that the Bills don't regress in turnovers, at least compared to their league counterparts. So, okay, they were number one in the league last year, and Joe's number was percentage of drives that result in a defensive takeaway, which actually I think is what Warren's talking about too. And last year, the Bills were number one. And the year before that, the Bills were number one. And the year before that, they were number five. The year before that, number seven. The year before that, number two.
Yep.
So they've been in the top five every year of the last five, except for one. And that season, they were seventh. So, okay, turnovers are fluky. And that's part of Warren's basis there about the defense. But am I not allowed to say for a Sean McDermott defense that they're not fluky? Because every year he's getting more turnovers than the rest of the league.
Sure, they might be more likely to get turnovers. To me, the biggest number in there that jumps out, I have the same kind of belief on turnovers on offense that I do on defense, which is punts are turnovers.
Right.
And if I believe punts are turnovers, and the Bills were 31st in forcing punts.
Yeah.
But number one in turnovers, what do they add up to be? Where were they on stops? Bad. Mm-hmm. So turnovers save them in game scripts, and turnovers are great to generate. But you can be the best defense in football and never turn the ball over a single time with an interception or a fumble. If you force the most punts in football, you are a good defense.
Isn't that part of the point about them, though? Like, last year,
they're
the worst at forcing punts, but they're number one in turnover. So what does it equal? Your results are middle of the road.
Middle of the road.
And doesn't it also mean that these other years where the Bills have been able to get stops, but they still get the turnovers, they're one of the best defenses of football? Right? That's their blueprint. That's their formula. The turnovers are integral to it. They've been true since they showed up in 2017. That year, their defense didn't get stops. They weren't an elite defense, but what did they do that year? They got turnovers like they have pretty much every other season.
Yep.
So I asked Joe about this a little bit last week. Like, it's part of, sure, like, McDermott and the defensive staff probably puts a lot of emphasis on punching the ball out and being opportunistic, but it also might speak to their scheme that they are going to keep it in front of you at all times, and they're going to run up and tackle, and I think you got to give them credit. They've taken this element of defense in the NFL that is almost impossible to maintain, and they've been able to maintain it. So why am I supposed to, if this year they're not good at getting turnovers, they're not even just not good, not top of the league, it will be, that will be the fluky thing. That will be the first time that's really happened.
Yep. But,
and if you can get that, this is why I think, well, you would trust their defense. It's why maybe me making a bet that they'll have a bottom 10 defense might be futile, because if they're ever able to get stops,
which they often are, they've been very good at that in the past,
then they're going to be one of the best defenses in football.
Right. I think they might be one of the best. Here's your comparison, possibly. It's not as ironclad, but the Bills' ability to turn over the football has been their Josh Allen. It has saved the defense when the rest of it isn't that good. And when the rest of it is good, it's still good. Like, your right. consistency on turnovers has helped you. So last year, on true turnovers, like, again, the punt thing is more sustainable. The Bills dipping to 31st in punts forced is red flag.
Mm-hmm.
That should be what triggers Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott to say, let's overhaul this defense because we are not getting off the field. So, yeah, like this year, this last year in true turnovers, where were the Bills in punts forced? They were bad. Previous years, they've been very good. Get that to, you know, top 10 in punts forced, you're going to be a good defense. And game script is going to help them probably too. You know, that's one thing we have not yet seen that's worth pointing out. One roadmap. The Bills are a wagon this year. Why? I mean, they were kind of a wagon last year. But the offense is just the Joe Brady offense. Efficiency, smashing people with the run game, extra offensive linemen, everybody eats. And then defensively, they get off the field. Mm-hmm. Could this team just like, why are they favored to win every game? Well, they're going to fix the defense that was a problem. They're going to get a defense that can get off the field. Maybe they turn it over less because they're getting off the field. It's another thing about this. Like, how do you get turnovers? You have to be on the field to get the ball turned over.
Yeah, true.
Previously, what they would have done would have been force a punt earlier on a drive. Instead, what happened? 7-play drive, turnover. Okay, you got the ball back one way or another. Treat punts as turnovers and things kind of line up. And the fact they were 31st in that department last year is horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
And if they got to 14th and their turnovers were 8th, their traditional turnovers, that's like the number one defense in football. You take it.
And that would be the worst they've been at turnovers in more than 5 years.
Yep.
That's if they were the worst they had been.
Do you want to know the top teams in the league last year in true turnovers? Which is punts and interceptions and fumbles and fourth down stops.
On defense?
The top teams in the league in differential for this.
Oh, differential.
Yeah, yeah. This is how well do you get off the field one way or another, punts count, and how well do you stay on the field? Here are the top five teams in football. Minnesota, Detroit, Buffalo, Baltimore, Green Bay, and Philly is tied for five.
The best teams in the league.
You know who's number seven? Washington. You know who's next? The Chargers.
Yep.
Pittsburgh, Kansas City, Houston.
Oh, Kansas City down there, huh?
Tenth.
Fluke.
They were lucky. They got a little lucky.
They were lucky.
Yeah. Chris in Lancaster, and then some instant trivia for you based on Garrett Wilson. Chris in Lancaster. Hey, Chris, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jeremy. You know, listening to you guys, I I think that the philosophy of Sean McDermott on defense works when you're playing average or below average teams. But when you play a team like the Kansas City Chiefs or even like a team like Philly, you've got to be an attack defense. And I think watching Philly dominate Kansas City in that Super Bowl was clear evidence that hoping that you're going to play bend but don't break, you're going to make some turn, you're going to get some turnovers, I think it's effective to a degree. But to get over the top and to be a really Super Bowl team or winner, you've really got to do more attacking. And I don't see that in Sean McDermott. I just don't see it. He's a bend but don't break guy. They're going to make a mistake. I mean, look at that game in Cincy a couple years ago with Joe Burrow, how he in the playoffs in Buffalo, where he picked us apart play after play after play. We made no adjustments. And I think to get us over the top, Jeremy, you've got to change your philosophy. You've got to be more of an attack defense.
Yeah. Chris, the biggest thing for me was the Bills didn't have the horses up front. I mean,
right.
The Eagles had the horses up front. The Eagles, I don't know, to me, it was not about an aggressive game plan. In fact, I think famously what they did in the Super Bowl was rush four and one, Mahomes played terribly, and two, their offensive line, which the Bills should have been able to exploit, they exploited. They had a terrible offensive line last year, the Chiefs. You know, for whatever it's worth, I mean, if they keep Benford healthy, is it different? If it's, I don't know. I don't necessarily buy that McDermott is too passive. There have been times where he is. There's times when he's not. But the whole thing about when you play good teams, you know who else that's true of? That's true of everybody. What does a great defense do once they come up against Josh Allen? They get beat for like 30 points. The Chiefs' defense is awesome. And what do the Bills do to it every time? Move up and down the field, score 29, 30 points, and then, you know, lose by three. So, I mean, I don't think you're necessarily wrong, but I think it's a little bit – here's what I would say about it. I want to decide if it's fair to talk about the Cincinnati game. Like, that's that's two defensive play callers ago in a snowy game where your offense scored 10.
Yeah. There is a good question, though, I think, about whether – so their defensive style has worked for years now, but it hasn't worked in the playoffs, or it just hasn't worked against Kansas City?
It hasn't. This is where, like, we –
because I'm looking right now at their turnover numbers against the Chiefs in the playoffs, because they get – as I pointed out, they get turnovers in the regular season better than anybody. They're in the top of the league every single year. And guess what? I'm looking at their playoff game log. They force multiple turnovers against Pittsburgh, New England, Miami. They've done it to the Ravens. Four turnovers forced in two Ravens playoff games. And they've forced three in four Kansas City games.
Now do that to the Bills.
And how many they've had?
No, do it to the Bills. The Kansas City defense, how many turnovers they force against other teams, and then how many they force against the Bills.
Oh, I see.
Is it the same story? If you're operating on, well, I don't get turnovers against the best quarterbacks.
Well, no. not just the best quarterbacks, Mahomes. Just Mahomes.
Okay, Allen.
Because they get it against Lamar.
Do Spagnuolo and Allen. Is it the same story? They turn over other guys, but they don't turn over the Bills?
Might be right.
It's the same story. If the operating parameters are, you know, I just can't seem to figure how to get interceptions on the best quarterback in football. It's like, yeah, that's usually how it goes.
They have only forced on the Bills' offense, that includes everybody, in the four playoff games, the Bills have only turned the ball over one time.
One time. Which game was it? Who did it?
2021. So that's the first game. That's the AFC Championship game. And does that sound right? I'm looking at the game log. It's what it says.
It's the 2020 season. It's a 2021.
They haven't turned the ball over since the first AFC Championship game, and the turnover in that game
is a late Allen pick. It's a very late Allen pick, I believe.
Forcing the ball because they're down two scores.
Two scores.
So really, like, they have no turnovers.
Right. So,
yeah.
And there's another...
So your differential's plus two, and it's really kind of like plus three.
To say, we don't turn over Mahomes. That's a problem. The Chiefs don't turn over the Bills.
But,
I
was going to say, like, this hasn't been true of the Bills before. When you that's where what you're saying is it's critical that you're able to get the team off the field.
Yes.
And you're able to force punts.
Yes.
Because if you're living off those turnovers, maybe the Chiefs Maybe. The Bills example might be tough because Allen has had some big games against them. But if you're a defense that can get you off the field, you can go through a game without getting lucky and getting that turnover and still have a great performance, where the Bills, last year especially, if you aren't getting that turnover, and often they did, but if you're not getting it, then you're kind of screwed.
Let's go back two Super Bowls ago for the Eagles and the Chiefs. Remember what the story was? Number one defense in football, number one in sacks. What'd they do in the game against Mahomes? They didn't touch him.
Didn't touch him.
Two games ago. They didn't touch him. Well, you can get sacks against the bad teams. What are you going to do against Mahomes? That is a normal thing to expect when you play the best teams. That's what, isn't Miami doing this? I feel like we're a pretty good team, but when we go up against playoff teams, we're not as good. That's right. That means you're not as good. Mm-hmm. It's harder to do. It's a harder degree of difficulty.
What's kind of crazy, in eight total games between, it's four matchups, so eight teams, Kansas City and Buffalo, they have turned the ball over together in those four matchups, four times total. The Ravens themselves, in three games against the Bills and the Chiefs, have turned the ball over seven times. The Bills and Chiefs combined four in four matchups. And the Ravens in three games by themselves, seven.
They did three in the game against the Bills here.
Three against the Bills here, three against the Chiefs, one against the Bills and the Taron Johnson pick.
That kind of gets back to the point. The Ravens turned the ball over against the Bills three times.
Yeah.
And were in the game to win it at the end. Because why?
To tie it at the end. But yeah.
Tie it at the end. Why? Yeah. Because if you treat turnovers, the cardinal sin, just like punts, the Bills punted a bunch in that game.
Yeah.
Second half, they punted. Anyway, I have instant trivia. You ready for it?
We'll
get it in 3 minutes.
Yes.
Here it is.
Let's do it.
3 minutes, instant trivia. Garrett Wilson signed yesterday. Garrett Wilson signed a big contract with the Jets. He's awesome.
He's very good.
He is another receiver, by the way. There are two positions where teams will tear up the contract after 3 years and say, let's get it done. Quarterback, receiver.
Okay.
Garrett Wilson is one of nine receivers since 2000 to have three straight 1,000-yard receiving seasons in their first three seasons.
Ooh.
Nine receivers since 2000 have come out of the gate. Thousand.
Okay.
He is the latest. Who are the other eight?
You know what's funny? The first guy I thought of was Stevie Johnson, but he didn't have a – I don't even think he played his first year.
Rookie season. Rookie season, and then the next 2,000-yard seasons.
Mike Evans.
Correct. 2014 to 2016.
And he, of course, has done it like every year.
A million times.
Yeah, a billion times after that. Justin Jefferson.
Correct. 2020 to 2022.
There were nine of these?
Yes. There are eight more. Wilson, Jefferson, and Evans. You have six more.
Beckham.
Correct.
Odell Beckham.
2014 to 2016.
Monster out of the gates.
Jamar Chase.
Correct. 2021 to 2023.
Ooh, AJ Green.
Correct.
Ooh, another bank.
2011 to 2013.
Okay.
You have three left.
Oh, since 2000. Oh, this is Calvin Johnson.
No.
Really? Really?
He did not.
Did he get injured in one of the first 3 years? Feels like it's impossible for him to have played a full year and not
gotten
1,000 yards.
He played 15 games in his first year. He only had one in his first 3 years.
That's wow. Right.
All right.
Yikes. 700 yards in year one. That's crazy. That went in their season with 0-16.
Right.
Okay, let's see.
Three left.
1,000 yards.
In their first three seasons. Each of their first three seasons.
Fast starters.
Michael Thomas?
Correct.
That's really
2016
good.
To 2018.
Slant God.
He's just never going to play again, huh?
No, he's
so.
Done.
I thought about Terry McLaurin, but he was a third-round rookie. Could he have possibly, as a third-round rookie, get 1,000?
To throw him 1,000
Is McLaurin
yards?
Right?
No, McLaurin is not right.
Yeah.
He might have come close. Okay. Some of the highest drafted guys. McLaurin, 919 in year one. It was close.
Close.
Two more. 1,000 yards in each of their first three seasons.
Who was good really
since
fast?
Since 2000.
2000.
I'll give you hints on these next two if you want them when you're ready.
I'm trying to think. Who are the highest drafted guys?
These guys were both first-round picks.
Okay.
Okay, that helps. Like, It's got to be first three.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Has Drake London? No. That's the same year as Wilson, so he would have had enough years.
Here are your next hints.
Oh, what about CeeDee Lamb?
No. One of these guys did it in 2023, his third year, and the other was 2000.
Okay. So we got an old guy and a new guy.
2023, yep. That's the 2021 class.
Yep.
Right.
2-3. It's not going to be Jerry Jeudy. Devonta Smith?
Nope.
Hmm.
What's that class? Waddle.
Jalen Waddle.
Waddle.
Really?
Jalen Waddle. And then one more. 1998 to 2000. The GOAT.
The GOAT.
The GOAT? Oh, Randy Moss?
Randy Moss.
Ah.
Well, so he's not
the GOAT.
Garrett Wilson joins Chase, Waddle, Jefferson, Thomas, Beckham, Evans, Green, and Moss.
It's a pretty good list.
Not bad.
Did you just offhand call him the GOAT?
I did.
At wide receiver?
Yep.
Hmm.
Over Jerry Rice?
Yep.
Because
he's the best wide receiver I've ever seen play.
Okay.
You want to fight about it? I mean, he was the one's a piece of me.
I've said Jerry Rice is the best football player ever.
Okay.
Oh, here we
Statistically,
go.
I think he is the best football player
How many games you watch him play?
There is none.
Take
but
off.
There is nobody.
I'm not saying he's not great.
It's definitely a stats argument, but there is nobody that is clear-cut, got the best numbers at his position like him.
Okay, good for him.
And it's not even close.
Good for him.
He had 1,200 yards at 41.
Congratulations.
41, he had 1,200 yards.
Aren't you the guy that's going to tell me that Gretzky's not the greatest hockey player of all time?
No, I'm not going to say that. I'm saying he's not going to be the best goal scorer of all time.
You think he's the best hockey player ever?
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like McDavid would have been better.
It's close. That would be close for me.
I'm just stunned. I kind of believe. I thought you were definitely a Gretzky, not the GOAT guy. Well,
No. I'm LeBron over Jordan.
I should say that differently. GOAT, is always about greatest.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
I want to say that Moss is the boat.
My thing with Rice is that his, like, there's just nobody even near him in anything. In catches and yards and touchdowns, nothing.
Okay.
And he's not just a compiler. But all right. I didn't see either of them play. Well, I saw Randy Moss play, but I saw him in New England. Which, although that was pretty good, too. Not going to lie.
He caught 22 touchdowns in a year.
I feel like he caught 20 of them in my face at the stadium.
Check out his other quarterbacks he played with when it wasn't
Did
Brady.
Did he have a 4-touchdown game against the Bills here?
Probably.
I remember a game here where he went nuclear. Is that that's the Sunday night game when they're chasing undefeated, maybe? Does that sound familiar?
56-10?
Okay, that would make sense.
Yeah. He caught 4 touchdowns in the first half.
Like, you're exaggerating, or that's
no,
true?
That's true.
Against the Bills that day?
Uh-huh.
That's pretty good. That's nuts.
Yeah. Good day. All right, we'll get a break in. All right, good Tuesday morning. Jeremy and Joe check in with Buffalo Pro Soccer and Peter Marlett Jr. joining us in the Western Hotline. Wanted to get a check in with what's going on with the Buffalo Pro Soccer team and the stadium development. As there was big news a couple weeks ago. Peter, we had you in studio, well, probably months ago by now, a bunch of weeks ago. Thanks for coming on and checking in just to let us know what the latest is, because we saw the stadium site that was initially chosen. There's been a bit of a change. So take us through some of the stuff that's happened here in the last couple weeks.
Yeah, definitely. And thanks for having me again, guys. So we announced, you're right, about 2 weeks ago now, a little less than that, that we have elected to move on from our initial stadium site in the Valley and Seneca Babcock neighborhoods over on Elk Street. That was, for a lot of reasons, an excellent site. But we had one major roadblock there, and then that was a neighbor who was especially motivated to not have that area attracting the amount of people that it would be with the stadium. At the end of the day, signing up to have that neighbor, you know, for the life of the club just didn't make a lot of sense. So we terminated that lease and ended up walking away in a very strong financial situation as a result of that. And now we say reopened the stadium selection process, and that's not inaccurate, but, it's really important to note that we had spent about a year assessing every possible stadium site in the city, in and around the city of Buffalo, before making that decision. So all of the work that we did leading up to making the decision on Elk Street hasn't gone away. We're still, we know the best sites for the stadium. We've already engaged with the owners or stakeholders at those sites. So we're poised to move pretty quickly and pretty decisively in selecting our new stadium site.
How much of the timeline is altered? You'd spoken with us before about modular stadiums and how they can go up relatively quickly. This, of course, I would imagine the timeline is set back a bit, but is it the kind of thing that is built in enough where once the next site is chosen, the timeline will accelerate and get right back on schedule?
So we are, our goal from day one was to be playing in a new stadium that we were going to build in the 2026 USL Championship season. That is not possible. The only site where that was going to be possible was at the Elk Street site, which we recently walked away from. So we are pushing back to a start date of the 2027 season. So it does put things on hold for 12 months, but the modular stadium and everything else that you just mentioned, that is still the plan. That allows us to move quickly. But a major benefit of that Elk Street site was that the remediation had already been done. The turf was already there. The lights were already there. The locker rooms, the weight room, the offices, all of that was already there. So that allowed us to move exceptionally quickly. Whereas other sites don't have that luxury.
Right. So will this mean a little bit as Buffalo Pro Soccer, you know, you look to find a site and a stadium. Does this mean, you know, you mentioned the site at Elk Street, what benefits it had. Does this mean you kind of maybe look into other benefits of other sites? Maybe the not like the goalposts move on it, but just, all right, there are pros and cons to two or three different sites. This one had these pros. All right, now we focus on these pros over here. And what might those be? Like, what other things could be positives that maybe you didn't get from the Elk Street site?
Well, one thing that is very positive about this is the fact that we're pushing it a year. You know, again, as I said, the only site that we were possibly going to be able to be playing in our new stadium in the 2026 season was that Elk Street site because of all the work that had already been done there. Now that that's no longer the goal, you know, that was a major, if you're talking pros and cons, con of some of the other sites was that they weren't going to be available for a 2026 start. Well, we no longer have that 2026 goal, so that is a major con that is no longer a factor in the decision making process for a couple other sites. So I mean, what we're looking for is what we're looking for everywhere, and what I believe we had at Elk Street is good accessibility, opportunities for public transport, and you know, somewhere centrally located in the city of Buffalo that people want to come to and that people, you know, want to spend their time at. And that's not just in the stadium, but at the surrounding businesses and stuff like that. So there are a lot of sites in and around Buffalo that make sense for that check those boxes. There are, you know, some really come to the forefront when you're talking about accessibility, entertainment options, the opportunity to catalyze development, and those are the ones that we're really digging deepest into now that, again, probably the biggest holdup on those other sites was that they weren't possibly going to be ready for 2026. So, you know, without that restriction anymore, they become more attractive.
Peter, do the details of the stadium and what it looks like change at all given the change of location?
Yeah, well, there will be some slight changes. Depending on where we end up, I suspect we'll probably add more seated capacity. At the Elk Street site, we were going to start with a 7,600 seated capacity with 12 corporate suites or suites and then two rentable party areas. I think, again, depending on where we end up, it'll be location specific, but we will probably expand that seating capacity a little. And then also one thing, we've been doing these season ticket deposits, our founding memberships, and we've sold a ton of those already. We've gotten so many of those deposits in. And one thing, our premium seating section deposits are actually completely sold out. So what that obviously indicates to me and to the others at Buffalo Pro Soccer is that we may need to reconfigure this stadium a little to include more premium seating options because there's such significant demand for it. This will allow us to make some alterations like that, probably make it a little bigger, possibly add another couple suites or great more rentable party areas or something like that. But for the most part, the structure and the bones of the stadium that we had planned won't change too significantly.
Peter Marlett, Jr., president of Buffalo Pro Soccer. Last thing, Peter, before we let you go on this update, what kind of communication is there with USL, right? Like USL Championship and the league? I mean, imagine that this kind of pushing a 12-month push is something that the league would support, have feedback on. How has that gone?
Yeah, they've been great about it. They made it very clear from the first time that I brought up this possibility with them that they would rather see us in a great location in 2020, the ideal location. Frankly, I still stick by that Elk and Lee Street is a great location, but the ideal location and a 2027 start date as opposed to a good location with a major issue just to make it happen in 2026. So they've been great. And then when we're talking about communication with Buffalo and with our fans and our prospective fans, we do have our community town hall coming up this Thursday, July 17th at Larkin Square. 745 Seneca Street, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Literally me up on a stool, up on a stage, engaging with anyone who wants to come out and answer questions that anybody may have. And we also buy the first drink for anybody who comes in. So, you know, people who have questions and want to hear what we're doing, I think that's a really good opportunity to come out and engage directly with me and some of the other Buffalo Pro Soccer stakeholders and staff.
Very good. Thanks, Peter. We'll talk again whenever you've got the next set of news.
Sounds good. All right. Thanks, guys. Right.
Thanks very much. Peter Marlett Jr., Buffalo Pro Soccer, providing the update. We had him in studio talking about that stadium, the Elk and Lee sites that site's been scrapped, of course, and now looking for the home for 2027. So wanted to follow up on that. Extendo Sports coming up in a moment. We'll wrap things. They've got a good trivia question on ESPN's Get Up that I don't know the answer to. Well, think about it during the break. Josh Allen's the first MVP to wear the number 17. Second. Josh Allen's the second player ever to win the MVP wearing number 17. Who was the first? We'll think about that during the break. Get to Extendo Sports, then pass things off to Zach Jones and Derek Kramer on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Who was the first NFL player to win the MVP wearing number 17? Think about it. Answer on the other side.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
All right, Extendo Sports, ready for some Chargers uniforms. They're coming out today.
Come on, Chargers.
I just hope they don't fall into the, they don't look that new. You wouldn't know that they were new unless someone told you, hey, look at these new uniforms because they look like everything else that they always wear. You know, like the Bruins.
Yeah.
The Bruins are like, check out this new uniform set. It's like, oh, you didn't wear those last year?
We slightly changed the shape of the B.
Right. Let's just not do that, Chargers. Let's do something cool, all right? Something that people hate.
I'm really ready for these rivalry series uniforms because my hope is, and I think this is what it sounds like, is they are going to be
different.
It's going to be like a shock.
It's going to be different
to people, like how different it might really be.
Yeah.
Like
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Nothing like what your team looks like. College football-esque. And it is Nike that is doing this, right?
I think so.
And Nike does that in college football. Nike does that in soccer. So if they have the green light to do that from the NFL, those Bills Nickel City uniforms that I've seen out there, like, they're stuck in my mind. It's just one person's concept, but yeah, like, they're like silver the Bills uniforms.
With the chrome helmet.
Chrome Bills helmet.
I agree. That concept is hot.
To me, my two favorites for them is that one. And then
there's a problem with those, though.
What?
You need color to sell. You can't just sell white uniforms. And these are
one, those that concept had the silver Zubas in the number.
But you're gonna need color in it to sell.
Well, I guess my other idea is a problem too for that then, which was like a winter white with like the ice blue. Just that's it. Just white and ice blue.
Sure.
The Vikings have a uniform like that. Oh, the Vikings did that. They didn't sell those?
I don't know. These are a new uniform set specifically to sell. You're going to be available to buy for 3 years. So they're making them to sell them. So they're going to put them on your team so you buy them.
Niagara Falls waterfall theme.
You never know. These Chargers uniforms could be coming soon. Rookies report today for the Buffalo Bills.
Mm-hmm. What are they going to do? They got a week.
They're going to go see the F1 movie. Maybe. I don't know. Seems a good idea to me.
I mean, a week of orientation feels like a lot.
They're going to play two truths and a lie.
What's that?
That's a game, an icebreaker game. You never played two truths and a lie?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Where you get in a room, you say two truths and a lie. We should do that. We should play that game tomorrow.
Two truths
Just
and
us,
a lie?
Yeah. Two things that are true about yourself, one thing you make up. We got to guess which one's fake. Two truths and a lie.
Okay.
Although you guys like know
You're gonna
a lot.
Have to give me a minute.
You guys know a lot about me. I've said a lot over 20 years on the air. What have I not told anybody about my life? What don't you know?
I mean, you could go back to reruns. You just do shows from like 2006. No one will know.
All right. Joe and I are playing golf today. Last week,
the audience goes, really?
Yeah.
Shocker.
We don't play together that much. Last week.
Yeah, once in a while.
Last week, here in the building, someone asked who was the better golfer, and you casually said that I was. I'm ready to dispute that, and I'm ready to say that whoever wins today is the better golfer. Let's put it on the line. That's me saying I think I'm not it.
You're putting some stakes on the line today.
I'm predicting I am not the better. This is not I want to beat you to prove I am.
Yeah.
I'm ready to give up the crown to you.
Wow.
Just by losing
But I've got to earn it today.
You beat me today, then you have to start saying you're the better golfer.
This is also going to be taking place at a course that I have never played before and you have.
Once.
Okay. Well, it's not that big of an advantage. It might be a slight advantage.
I'm ready to give you the title today.
All right. Wow.
Yep.
Fired up. Should have worn my number one polo.
What kind of attitude is this from me? Let's go play golf. Beat me. You probably will. I got something.
Yeah, you see, he doesn't want the pressure.
No, I do. I just don't think it's true anymore. I just don't think I am. Like, I've faded. Sad. All right.
I'm going into my golf prime. Yeah. 30 is your golf prime, right? What's a normal person's golf prime?
When you can play the most. That's it.
Okay.
If you can play the most when you're 50, you're going to be the best when you're 50. When you can play the most is your golf prime.
That would imply that many people are at their best in their 50s and 60s then.
I think that that's not incorrect.
How many people are better, the best they've ever been in their lives at golf is in their 50s and 60s?
Later in life when they play more. If they play a lot when they're 20, they're great when they're 20. It's when you play the most is when you're going to be the best. All right. We're back tomorrow. Cheers. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast!
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam! Oh, baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.